Now, if you lose a relative and they haven't made a will, there's a whole industry around trying to make sure you get a piece of their estate before the government get their mitts on it. If you've seen the BBC One programme Air Hunters, you'll know all about it. The companies that provide the service take a slice, of course, and some of them aren't always too scrupulous. That could be about to change thanks to a new regulatory body. Angela, that's not her real name, was contacted by a company that were being investigated by the police.
A letter arrived at home saying that we could possibly be entitled to some inheritance from a relative that had passed away approximately a year before. The same day, the telephone was ringing when I walked in, and it was this person again saying, could we please sign it and return it? Very convincing person. So indeed, I did sign it. After that, a third party contacted me saying that the person I signed up with was unscrupulous and they was corrupt and they was going to be in court for fraud because they'd done this so many times, and when people had signed up with them and they had received the funds, they did not pay them over.
That was Angela. Daniel Curran is from Finders International. They worked with the BBC on Air Hunters and have set up this new code of contact of conduct. Daniel, first of all, I mean, how do these firms know that our relatives have died in the first place?
Hi, Peter. Yes. Well, what usually happens is we get contacted by a solicitor, and there's a number of cases that are privately referred to us, so no one we'll get to hear about them. The problem comes in the public domain where estates are advertised often by the government as being estates with no known next of kin at all.
And so are these the firms that are what you might call dodgy? They're keeping an eye out for this stuff, are they?
Yeah, I mean, we look at those lists as well. And obviously, one of the focuses is on the companies that do or individuals that look at those lists and then try and capitalise on the situation.
You see, you'd have thought that people would be queuing up to get the cash. Why are they so hard to find?
Well, the problem is that not many people know that a relative has passed away. It could be someone very distant, someone they've never heard of. So when the situation arises, it's often a surprise to the person we contact.
So what sort of things do unscrupulous companies, like we heard with Angela, what do they get up to?
Well, typically, as you said earlier, we've set up an association, the International Association of Professional Probate Researchers, which focuses on companies, professional companies, the sort of elite companies in the business. And we have a conduct code. And what happens when people like Angela are contacted is that, or what has been happening, is that they are actually asked to sign an agreement, which is all well and good, until the point where the money is transferred to the agent acting on their behalf. And those particular people then may abscond with the funds.
Isn't the problem, Daniel, what there always is with the regulatory codes and conduct, the people who are on the fiddle, they're not going to join, are they?
No, but it's the idea is really using my, I mean, I've had nearly 30 years in the industry, so using my experience and people with similar experience around the world getting together to pool their experiences, we can actually advise people on who is genuine and who is not genuine, basically, and because we get to hear about everything.
Daniel Curran from Finders International, thanks very much for joining us.